Blog Talk Radio.
Let me give you one piece of advice. Be honest. He knows more than you can imagine.
At last. Welcome, Neo. As you no doubt have guessed, I am Morpheus.
It's an honor to meet you.
No. The honor is mine. Please, come, sit. I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole,
You could say that.
I can see it in your eyes. You have the look of a man who accepts what he sees because he is expecting to wake up. Ironically, this is not far from the truth. Do you believe in fate, Neo?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't like the idea that I'm not in control of my life.
I know exactly what you mean. Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It is this feeling that has brought you to me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Matrix.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
entertainers in the building.
Fuck with Hollywood Cole, I'm with Marley G, bro. Flying Hollygrove chicks to my Hollywood shows. And I wanna tell you something that you probably should know. This that Slumdog Millionaire Bollywood flow. And my real friends never hearing from me. Fake friends write the wrong answers on the mirror for me. That's why I pick and choose, I don't get shit confused. I got a small circle, I'm not with different crews. We walk the same path, but got on different shoes. Live in the same building, but we got different views. I got a couple cars I never get to use. Don't like my women single, I like my chicks in twos. And these days, all the girls are down the road. I hit the strip club and all them bitches find a pole. Plus I've been sipping, so this shit is moving kinda slow. Just tell my girl to tell a friend that it's time to go.
So tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shit, shit. I got my gun in my boot purse. And I don't bust back because I shoot first. Meet me on the fresh train. Yes, I'm in the building. You just on the list of guest names. And all of my riders do not give a fuck. X Games. Guns turn you boys into pussies. Sex change. And I smoke till I got chest pain. And you niggas know I rep my game like Jesse James. Women are possessive and they wanna possess rain. I've been fly so long I fell asleep on the fucking plane. Skinny pants and some Vans. Call me Triple A, get my advance in advance. Amen. As the world spinning, dance in my hands. Life is a beach, I'm just playing in the sand. Wake up and smell a pussy. You niggas can't see me, but never overlook me. I'm on the paper trail and ain't no telling where it took me. Yeah, and I ain't a killer, but don't push me. So tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shit, dick. I got my gun in my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first. How do you say what's never said? Beautiful black woman, I bet that bitch look better red. Limping off tour cause I made more off my second leg. Motherfucking Birdman Jr., 11th grade. Fall on automatic start. I can hand it to Drake or do a quarterback draw. Wildcat offense, check the paw print. We in the building, you niggas in apartment. Now come on, be my blood donor. Flow so nice, she ain't gotta put a rug on her. Do it big and let the small fall under that. Damn, where you stumble at? From where they make gumbo at? Hang, got the fucking feet jumping like a jumping jack. And you know me, I get on this bitch and have a heart attack. Hip hop, I'm the heart of that. Nigga, nothing short of that. President Carter, young money Democrat. Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and on the other side above it. We own it. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shoot it. And I got my gun in my boot purse. And I don't bust back because I shoot first.
All our rights, fighting for all our life. All of our chances not right, cause we not perfect, we have flaws and we not cry. You can call it sacrifice. Man just want to see mama die. Go and go to the kids, them not the ghetto. Life is a fucking paradise. Man with a love I care for drive. Yo, that shoes they on my side. And my brother shoes, that's how we do it now, I cheer. But we still have to survive.
JPS just cut the lights out. We don't know how to turn out the fight. My future no writer. Life just to ask me for sure my mind. We still central. Still central. My strength of my life whenever we go to the wrong stage. We still central. Still central.
Man, straight from my life, me never wake up when the rough days on, yeah.
Bit too young to make a change, so me used to wish to move my peeps, I'm out the ghetto, every youth for rich. Another night without the food, dog me used to this. And we da fight and we da lose, but me not new to this. Mommy, when I couldn't find the money, cool with it. Straight to God, me must buy a house with a pool in it. If you're not busy, give me few minutes. Protect me, eh? But my gun, me have to move with it. Cause when my band, me never band with one spoon in it. My friend, them gone and them a summer grave, them soon dig it. More time, we could've find lunch money. Then I'm not sure when school finish. We still stand strong. Still stand strong. My strength for my life, me never wake out when the rough days are. We still stand strong.
Man, still for my life, me never wake up when you're up there, it's on, yeah.
We still stay strong. Still stay strong. Man, still for my life, me never wake up when you're up there, it's on. We still stay strong. Still stay strong.
Man, still for my life, me never wake up when you're up there, it's on, yeah.
Share some things that I feel comfortable sharing at this juncture with y'all, right? So this is what it boils down to. At the end of the day, what is the name, y'all? What's the name? Your gurus tell you to go to court. A lot of people tell you that it's tied to bottom tree. They have you go in and they have you ask permission of someone that you don't even know. So people, what I'm saying, like, you're in your household, and when you're under the age of 18, your parents have complete autonomy over you. After you turn 18, some states it's 21, you now have the complete say-so as to what you want to do, will do. So my question is, why are you going to court to ask someone else permission? They're not your parents. You're not under the age of 21, 18. So why are y'all doing that? Why are you going to court to ask anyone permission for anything? Is it because you don't know that you have complete autonomy? I'm going to pull up some stuff right now because we need to understand what a name is. So I'm going to Google it. So when I start doing, I got to get my glasses. But when I start doing, when we start doing the YouTube, what y'all are going to find is you'll be able to see my screen. So you'll see what I'm looking up. You'll be able, because I'm not going to sit on there like I'm sitting on here. Appreciate it. Thank you. So name. Here it says the designation of an individual person or a firm or corporation. Right there, that tells you everything that you needed to know. Nowhere in that definition did I read says it was a name given to man. Why isn't it the first thing they say that it's a man or a woman's name or whatever? Why don't they say man or woman? We know poor person, even though they put individual in front of it. So an individual corporation, an individual LLC, an individual trust. See how it applies. So they're showing y'all right there that at the end of the day, they're still speaking to entities. And the entities that are being affected are not you. Peace, opulent. How long does the whole process, I don't understand that question. So as far as what I was talking about as it relates to person, firm, or corporation, the idea is that, you know what, let me address your question, and I'll address it this way. How long does the whole process take? The whole process is predicated on the individual. Like, I don't know what to tell you outside of if you change your name and then proceed to separate. Oh, the name changed. Oh, you're so awesome. I'm sorry. I didn't understand. I got it now. I thought you meant the overall private process, so in my mind went somewhere else. So you're talking about the name change. The name change can be done right now. You can do that right now. Everybody that's on here can change their name right now. It's that simple. So how fast was that? As fast as you can think of it, that's how fast you can get to it. Actually, you helped me. Thank you so much. Let me do this, because this is a very important. Let me talk to y'all about y'all name changes before y'all do it. And I can't find the book that I'm actually looking for, but this is a book that provides insight. There's two things I wanted to read tonight, but I didn't want to read it on here as far as IG. Y'all all have me. Because y'all want to see me, but y'all all have me on Blog Talk. I done put out the number like 6 times. So if you come on Blog Talk, you can actually call in and ask questions or get your questions answered. The number is 563-999-3458. I hate going back and forth with all these different platforms. It just takes up a lot. So this is what I wanted to read to y'all. Yes, that's wrong, lame-o. I feel like y'all want to, like, we'll play the game. Let's just do that. Let's just do that. So I'm getting distracted from what I'm trying to speak to. So what I wanted y'all to learn is before you actually change your name, where is it? I got to search it on my computer. 1 second. I thought I saved it in a particular folder. Names. All right, so the book is called Names, Numbers, I think. Name, number. Which one is it? It's Name, Numbers, What They Mean to You. I don't know if it's going to pull it up. Oh man, I hate when I'm just always doing this. But I had a book that I wanted to share with y'all, and I literally found it yesterday on my computer, and I had it up for the conversation I was supposed to have yesterday, and I ended up not moving forward with the class last night, and threw everything off, but I wanted to give y'all a book. All right, before I change my name, y'all, what I'm trying to say is, oh, LaMelo, my bad, LaMelo. I'm sorry, LaMelo. I'm saying lame-o. I don't know if I'm just dyslexic, But I'm not seeing the letters properly. All right, let me say it like this. So before you change the name, you got to understand that the names carry a certain spirit to them. And these names can have positive spirits or they can have negative spirits. So before you take on that name, what you want to do is you want to do some research. So I'll give you an example. The name I chose, right? The name I chose for myself, the numerical number behind the name is a one. And so you have to know what a one means. So when you break down these names, all right, let me say it like this. The only numbers that truly exist is 1 through 9. Zero is not a number. Numbers being compounded are not true numbers. So you want to be able to break down if your name spells out and accumulates, let's say, a total of 26 in terms of what each letter adds up to be. Let's say it comes up to 26. That's a compounded number. So what would be your true number? Your true number would be 8 because 2 plus 6 is 8. So the true number is 8. And as that relates to your name, you would then need to know what 8 means. And I'm trying to pull some of that up for y'all right now so I can go over it. But a lot of this stuff I didn't want to share on here. So I'm not encouraging anyone, peace, Ben-Hur, I'm not encouraging anyone to be a one. I'm saying the name I chose ended up being a one. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. And what a one represents is masculinity. So am I wrong for the name that I chose? You get what I'm saying? So each letter has a different meaning behind it and a different level of, I guess you could say weight that it bears. So a 9 meaning like, I think 9 is like completion, if I'm not mistaken. And I don't know what it means when your name adds up to a 9 because I'm not a 9. I never selected a 9. I didn't go into that. What I want y'all to understand is, and that's why I'm trying to pull up this book, but I can't share everything I'm sharing and then search at the same time. So forgive me because I'm trying to pay attention if y'all ask some questions. But the thing that's most important as it relates to the name is your name is tied to your death. And a lot of people don't know that. So when your parents selected a name for you, they chose a destiny for you. But like I like to tell y'all, in the Bible, no one got their inheritance until they changed their... Go back to your scriptures. The first name change, if I'm not mistaken, that y'all would be able to document, or that is documented, is Abram. That's Abram to Abraham. I'm not gonna spell all that out, right? So Abram changed his name to Abraham. Oh, but you can't worry about girls or other people with the same name. You can't worry about that. I'm trying to find it. The name of the book is, if you just Google, it's called, it's a free thing you can get online. Where does it say that? In the Bible? Genesis. I think Abraham is introduced, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere in and around like the 14th, maybe 15th chapter, maybe a little bit before, maybe a little bit after. Don't quote me. I don't have these things memorized. But I'll tell you the story so you have a better understanding because I literally just read it last week, but I don't have these things committed to memory. So Abraham changed his name to Abram, changed his name to Abraham. And at the same time, God saw fit, right, to have his wife change her name from Sarai to Sarah. Yes. That's what I'm saying. That's Abraham's wife. He went from Abram to Abraham. She went from Sarai to Sarah. Two different. And then there's another Sarah in the 17. I knew I wasn't too far off. I love it. Now, while you're on 17, let me tell you this. This is what you really need to concentrate on, because this is what's affecting all of y'all, since y'all want to be in the Bible. Let's be in the Bible for a second. I'm doing this off the top of my head. So in the Bible, as it proceeds from Abraham, right, to his offspring, we'll read about Esau and Jacob. That's in and around maybe the 20th chapter, 22nd chapter, somewhere, I don't know, somewhere over there, right? 22nd, 24th, I don't know. But Esau and Jacob, their story correlates to what's happening to us. And what's happening to us is what is considered to be a corruption of blood. So in order for you to gain an inheritance, you have to be of a certain pedigree. And we're not of that pedigree anymore because we've allowed... Yes, absolutely. No, name change is not a Christian thing. Oh, God. But I will... Well, actually, let me say yes and no. Let me say this. Whether you accept the Bible as a instrument of equity or law or not, or you want to look at the Bible as a philosophical book, or you want to look at it as a religious book, it doesn't matter. One thing I can tell you is that the people that you have to deal with, listen to me and listen to me carefully, they've used all of it against you. You'll find statutes in the Bible. Actually, first five books of the Bible is written by Moses. All right? Moses is considered to be, supposedly, the writer of all five of those books. And those books were called, correlated, were called the, was it the Pentateuch? I can't remember right now. I just drew a blank. But it's the Book of Laws. So these are the books that he wrote. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy is a book of laws. The do's and don'ts. Don't eat this. Don't do that. Don't sleep with that. Don't do this. If a man lays with a woman, with an animal, if a woman lays with a horse, so on and so forth. They took, but here's the thing. Here's the trick in all of it. Here's the trick in all of it. To do with anything and how it is a book of laws. You don't have to accept that because you don't subscribe to the Bible. Banking and laws. Thank you, Jamaican Trinity. But for hot gal who doesn't believe, or not believe, excuse me, who doesn't understand or overstand who Moses is, these are the things that are going to fly over your head. The concepts that I'm sharing with you, first of all, let me say this. A lot of people don't like when I speak about the Bible. Because first I'm going to tell you, the Bible is an allegory. It is fake. Abraham is not real. Moses is not real. And it says it in Hebrews. With their names. All you had to do was look up allegory. They were utilized to be able to give you this information. They were, I'm explaining to you that name change is depicted in the Bible. What you have to just digest is the fact that they get these principles from somewhere. You're asking me what the Bible has to do with anything? Matthew 5:25. Let me show you that. Let me pull that up. I'm going to read that one to you. I'm going to show you what it has to do with anything. And yes, I'm going to jump. Because it has everything to do with everything. So give me a second. My screen is shuffling. All right. So Matthew, I'm stopping on the name change right there. Matthew 5:25. All right. So this is called court. And court is in the Bible. And verse 25 says, agree with thine adversary quickly. You know, whoever's suing you, you know, whoever's hauling you off to not even, I'm sorry, before they even get to that, whoever you have a conflict with. So a lot of y'all might be able to liken this to liken this to debt collection letters and stuff like that, right, as an example. So they tell you, agree with your adversary quickly while thou art in the way with him, meaning like y'all are on good terms. While y'all are seeing eye to eye, you need to agree with your adversary quickly. I don't get these like basketball court. Lest at any time the adversary, deliver thee to the judge. And the judge does what? Deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Yes, everything in commerce is about contracts. Y'all, like, some of y'all have been at this for a minute. You can do anything you want, hot gal. I am going to help you, though. And this is not where I wanted to go, but this is for y'all. I don't even want to say it, but you have to change the last thing. I say get rid of all of it, but you have to change the last thing. That you can't keep at all. Peace, aliens. Passport with the social, passport without the social, no difference. Same shit. You want me to speculate on this non-citizen national passport? What you're saying is I don't have any rule of. Can you state that a little bit better? I don't understand that. I can't even repeat it to be able to address it. But as far as the passport thing goes, that I was saying, there's no difference. What's the difference between a citizen and a non-citizen national? Hot gal, that's awesome, right? Non-resident alien, I'm not going to touch on it right now, but a lot of y'all are going to tear that up. So I don't want to even say nothing to you, but you're onto something. I need help. What to do with the name I just changed to? I only changed my first name. How to fit? Listen, I just told you the main name you wanted to change was the last name. So just do it all over and do it privately. Laughing out, yeah. Yeah, I don't know the difference. Good brother, I'm trying to learn. What I'm saying to you is it's in y'all code. Y'all love code. I hate this code shit. Let me give y'all code. Oh my God. Look at how I'm going to find it. Look, I'm going to find it. I'm going to do non-citizen national USC code. That's all I'm typing in. All right. So they go right to certificate. They go to a couple of these codes here. All right. So here's one I like. I'll give you all this. Nah, I don't think it is. Let's see. A person born, nope. That's not what we're looking for. Oh, I need the definition. Excuse me. What y'all need to do is look up the definition. I'm going to just read it to you. You can have clarity, but it already told you. Oh, my God. All right, this is for y'all. How do I make my screen too small? All right. Oh, that's not it. In the short interim, they're one and the same is what the law says. I'm trying to find it so I can read it to you and not just say that to you. I don't know what's going on today, but go figure. Okay, so here are some definitions. National, where's national? Come on. They're one and the same. I don't use these codes because you're not supposed to. I don't know them off the top of my head. I apologize. But just Google that. I'm not going to waste some more time on it. Can you tell us what you're reading, please? All I did was just Google U.S. citizen or non-citizen, what is it? Non-citizen national? I'm just trying to find the specific code. Okay, here we go. They give me the codes right here. All right. I don't want somebody else's definition. I just want the codes, man. So let me give you one of the ones that they, you can start here. I'm not going to go through this stuff. This is crazy to me. Citizen of, that's the wrong one. Now y'all got me doing the search thing. What I can see is you can start with 8 U.S.C. 1408, 1452, 1101. I don't know if any of those are going to break down the information to you, but it is going to tell you in their codes that there is no difference. So how can we get proof that this will help us? What do you mean will help us? What will help you? I like all your energy tonight. What do you mean? So how can we get proof that what will help us? Hmm? What are you asking me? Some of y'all out here just, boy, I like it though. So I went all, here it is. Golly, man. It's still 8 USC, like I told you. They are. I'm just using them to tell you that they, look, none of y'all know what codes are. Oh, I mean, I can show, I'm sorry. Opulent, because we're jumping from topic to topic, you got to keep me on the same thing that you're talking about. So you want to know how to prove that the name, you changed your name in the private works. Nothing takes effect if it's not in writing. Let me just start there, and I'll just leave it at that. So nothing takes effect unless it's in writing. If it's not in writing, it doesn't exist. Start there. As it relates, though, one of the things that we're doing is we're offering the IDs that back up and support what you're claiming. So that's one of the ways that you can prove that that's done. Y'all want me to read the code to you that says what you're supposed to do because y'all just don't know where to go. It's in y'all code. None of this stuff that I'm teaching is something that's just conjured here. It's supported by the information that I'm reading. I never studied codes really. Is codes for the private or for, it's not for both, man. I reference it to see what they're talking about. The charge of the name is, the change of the name is private. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's your God-given right to do so, or whatever you want to, you know, throw in there instead of God. Yeah, I got a lot of questions tonight. Yes, we offer the IDs. Y'all just missed it. I just did a name change webinar with the ID, and part of what y'all are struggling with is, let me say this, at the end of the webinar, somebody said to me, they said, I said, are there any questions? And it was quiet. I said, are there any questions? Because if you don't have questions, that means, you know, to me, that I didn't do a good job teaching you. And one of the responses I got back was, it's right in our face. And I was like, yeah. You don't see it until somebody points it out to you. Literally. Y'all want me to prove it to y'all? Y'all want quote? Listen, man. the IDs, I'm still working them out because I jumped the gun. They have the real ID that goes in effect. You can say anything about real IDs and all this stuff. None of that stuff matters to me. This doesn't affect what I'm doing. What we do is according to the law. So y'all moving too fast. So do I name my trust name? How we get to trust? In my state, they already have. Okay, no doubt, Opulent. I heard that too, okay? You want to stay far away from the real ID? What is it? Listen, the only, can I explain something to y'all? Let me do it a different way. I get so carried away at times. 2014, I was fortunate, and into 2015 to start learning about this information. I go and I complete a process that provided me safety while traveling on their highways and byways. Prior to, no, actually, not prior to, once the process that I did was completed, I then surrendered my driver's license. Now, when you surrender your driver's license, what they do is they provide you an affidavit. Say, hey, thank you for giving it back. But what they don't do is they don't remove it from their system. That's a whole nother process. What they do is they put in the system that your license is suspended, even though you gave it back to them. What's this? What did aliens ask? Because they're saying they want to know. Oh, my answer to alien is how we get the trust. That was my answer to aliens. But once they put in the system, you know, that is surrendered, automatically it comes with suspended license. So found myself in a dilemma where, you know, I wasn't forward thinking. So hindsight, I needed to go back and finagle something. So when I went to go back and finagle this thing, I had to try to figure out, because this is what y'all dilemma is, how I'm going to get their identification to support my identity. I had a very interesting conversation with a state trooper on that day. Hindsight is 2020, but down not done. So I'm sorry, I'm getting caught up reading y'all comments. How do you drive without a license? First of all, I don't drive. I do not drive. That's the first thing. And second thing is, what I did was supposed to cover travel, which would then mean that we should be able to fly. But what I did didn't cover travel as far as flying. So I'm fixing that. So a right to travel. Yeah, absolutely. You have a right to move about, right? It's called ingress and regress, right? Regress. So to and fro, coming and going, right? So that's what you have. You just don't know how to exercise it. So long story short, let me tell you about the state trooper. State trooper, I've seen him before. This is the only reason I approached him. Hey, man, what's up? You remember me? I don't know you. Hey, man, I seen you by so-and-so. Oh, yeah. Okay. And I got a question for you, just out of curiosity. I wanted to know, how long does one stay in your system? Y'all ready for the answer? They never take you out their system. He looks at me and says, that at the end of the day, oh, peace out there, Sticks. I ain't even see y'all. My bad. I ain't even see y'all out there. I've been talking on IG, man. I ain't even see y'all out there. But the idea was, he said, that even after you die, 30, 40, 50 years, they can still look up your information. Y'all not hearing me. You hear what I just said? You hear what I just said? Been here, 563, been here, 999-3458. I don't know if you on the blog talk. Make sure you get on the blog talk. Well, here's the thing. Y'all don't understand. Here's why you don't want to use a... Actually, let me be careful. Here's why you don't want to use anything they provide. Y'all keep throwing questions and I'm answering them. But here's why y'all don't want to maximize any of their resources. Check this out for yourself. Everything that you have is insured. Everything you have is insured. Now for the next half is one. I got an hour on Blog Talk. I am going to get off of here because there's things I want to speak on tonight that I can't stay on here, people. So if y'all don't have this number, I'm giving it to y'all. I've said it 100 times already. 563-999-3458. Press 1. Y'all got all the right questions. Come on in and talk about it. Right. That's why I just want to understand the passport. I heard it puts you on the do not. The passport does not do that, man. The passport. Let me say this and I'm going to get off. Let me tell you all a true story. Met a brother. Not in person, just, and if we don't maximize on this, your questions are lofty tonight. I don't think I'm overstanding any of it. 563-999-3458. What was it? Yeah, actually, call in, aliens, and let me answer your question. I believe that's you. Yeah, call in and let's talk about this. All right, y'all. Y'all got to come over on Blog Talk. If not, then I'll see y'all later. Peace. Oh, my bad, y'all out there on Blog Talk. I've been treating y'all poorly. I apologize, but I am her. Let me plug up so I can rap with y'all, because I apologize. I see hands raised in the queue, so I'm gonna give myself a break in a second and chop it up. Give me 1 second. I'm coming to the first person that had their hand raised. What else do I need to put here? All right, I just shared that last video so people can have it. So who texted me? Okay, none of y'all. All right, so my bad. Thank y'all, and appreciate y'all for hanging out, man. I know I probably was low on this end. I can't do everything at the same time. I'll tell y'all that right now. All right, so just to make sure we good, I'm going to go to 901-270. Peace.
Yo, what's happening?
Oh, peace. What's good, Six?
Oh, not much, man. Just got in a little late.
What I came in on
was people talking about the non-citizen passport, and that makes me cringe constantly hearing that.
Right.
Yeah, and everything after that. But it seems like you had a very inquisitive group.
You know, I tell you this, there's something in the water today, and I think it's funny because I think ever since I opened up the floor to you last week, some things have been changing, and I think that's predicated on the fact that I opened up that door to you. But, you know, at the end of the day, we got to be comfortable in who we are. Right.
Yeah.
And what I'm starting to realize is there is a lot of conceptions that are out there, or perceptions, I should say. And whatever their perceptions are, right, we run with it. It's not predicated on anything except for whatever we're thinking or however we just want to feel. Right. So whatever is going on, these people are here. And as I've been doing, I just learned. I did great, by the way, today, Six. I didn't cuss. I didn't use no expletives. Like, I was on my P's and Q's. You get what I'm saying? So I'm proud of myself. I don't think people can appreciate that, but I definitely made that adjustment. But what I'm noticing is that people aren't necessarily here because they want to be here. It's almost like people are trying to be. You get what I'm saying? And I got something for that if that's what you want to be. Don't play with it if you don't want to play with it. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
I'll leave it at that. And all I'm saying is today was a great show. We started off because I was going to teach on the topic of name change. But as with everything, when you start to rush, you start to forget your space. You know what I mean? And there's things that I don't want to share on YouTube or on IG. Mm. I don't want to even share it on here because all of my creepy listeners who come after the fact, right? So at the end of the day, whatever it is and whatever we have to say, it seems as though people are just still what? Stuck. Just stuck. Mm. Don't know what to do with themselves. You know what I mean? And I think that it's sad, right, to have to deal with some of these people. But they say what don't kill you make you stronger, my brother. So I know you just came in on the last end of it. I started talking about Abraham and Abram. A lot of people are like, what does the Bible have to do with anything? What does the Bible have to do with anything, Six? Do you know? Do you have any clue?
Well, first and foremost, for believers, non-believers out there, whatever, how you want to go about it, it is allegory. It is allegory, but there are certain people in certain positions that use that towards the people and don't realize it.
What you're saying is, not to cut you, what you're saying mm-hmm. is that at the end of the day, even if you don't see it, you know what's crazy? I'm going to piggyback on what you're saying. Have you ever been there in your life, Six? Have you ever had a moment in your life where you took a step back and you said, that's interesting.
Actually, I have.
I think that what they're doing is wrong, but everybody else is going to blast you for identifying that this thing is so-called. What am I trying to say? If everybody's going to the left, I'm the only one going to the right, Six. I don't know how to conform to this idea of injustice and act like it's not injustice. I don't know.
You know what? I can put it much simpler. People do not comprehend that it's a tool that's being used.
Go a little bit further. What do you mean by that?
What do I mean by that? Okay, let's say certain things, certain parables in that book that are said,
one second. If y'all have questions in the queue, just press one and your hand will be raised so I can, you know, take your questions. But go ahead, Six.
Yeah, let me know and I'll drop out.
No, you good. Just they're gonna ride.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Let me say this so everybody can get it out their goddamn mind. You have a welcome seat whenever you want to be welcome, brother. Whenever you feel like you want to just stop in, brother. There you go. Put that on the ice. Guys.
Yeah, so.
Y'all know me, man.
Parables that are stated in that book, people may take it as history, philosophy, whatever.
Oh, God.
But when you make that connection to government, yeah, it gets real hairy real quick.
You know what it is? You know, it's like, it's one of those things that becomes like taboo.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They indoctrinated everyone to accept these principles as whatever they wanted them to. You get it? They wanted you to adopt those principles as if it was real life. Then when they, because remember, their depiction of slavery was you weren't good enough, so you couldn't read. Then they indoctrinated one person and only taught them the verses that they wanted them to share to the people with the explanation that they gave. Because where's your comprehension coming from when you have no understanding of what you're reading? All you're doing is what? Reciting words. So they've already indoctrinated us to go through this regiment, this routine of the same thing. But why do they do that? Keith, Jay, make sure you tap in too, Jay, whenever you get a chance. But why would they do that, Six? Why? Why would they have you conform to something and then break your back over it?
Because it is a hell of a tool to continue to perpetuate corruption of blood.
So why do people not understand that when in the Bible, I think it's Genesis 24, they start talking about Esau and Jacob, and they showed you right there how they tricked people into their birthright. You couldn't see it? Not you, I'm just saying in general. Like, they literally said, Esau is coming out the womb. And as Esau, firstborn, that's the what? Firstborn inherits everything. That's what we know today, right? That's what we know. That's what we've been indoctrinated with.
And see, that's right there. That's the reason, that's the answer to your question. You just said it, indoctrination. You're not taught to think otherwise.
Nah, but you see it. It's right in front of your face.
Mm-hmm.
Esau came out the womb. Esau exited the womb. And you know how hard it is for a child, a newborn child, to use their limbs and appendages? Hello?
If they do so, happen to move, it's going to be uncontrollable.
And he grabbed his ankle? Do you hear what the word said? He grabbed his ankle. Let me tell you what this is like. Have you ever had a child being born and the umbilical cord wraps around the child in a different way and grabs him from the left or grabs him from the right? Have you ever seen that? Have you ever heard that?
This man sound like he in front of the pulpit right now.
I feel like preaching tonight, right? I'm saying talk to me. Have you ever heard anything like that? And the answer is yes. Yes and yes. So when people are, and I entertain them on IG, I entertain everybody because you're not going to move me off of my pivot. One thing I know for real is this. I had the opportunity, and they didn't let me say this, so I'm going to come back to it. Bring me back to this point, right, where the umbilical cord wraps around the foot, right? Because I need you all to understand what they're depicting. They're painting a picture. They're just confusing you with character. Right? So, one of the things I wanted to share was, shit, that shit just left me. I hate when I do that. Let me continue with the umbilical cord story until it comes back to me. Umbilical cord gets wrapped around the child's foot. Everybody has a twin. Everybody has a twin. The first twin that's being described in this Bible is in the 24th chapter or in and around that area. That's the first twins that were referenced in the Bible. And, you know, I don't know too many other twins that are referenced in the Bible. I'm going to Google that right now. I want to know. Twins in the Bible. Is it just Jacob and Esau? All the twins in the Bible. Oh, there's more than just Jacob and Esau. All right. All the twins in the Bible. Oh, I'm lying. Oh, you know, I like this one, though. It says Thomas was a twin. You want to know the name of his twin in the Bible?
Well,
unnamed
nice.
Sibling. Hey, Six. If I'm not the man, I don't know who is. If I don't bring the right information to y'all, I don't know who is going to bring the right information to y'all. No disrespect to nobody. Anybody can say what they want to say, feel how they want to feel. Here's the fact of the matter. You're not me. You know one of the most powerful things, as we were talking about names, that everybody needs to pay attention to? What's a surname, Six?
The surname is the family name.
Where did that come from, Six? right, surname. A name shared in common to identify the members of a family. A name shared in common to identify the members of a family as distinguished from members, each member's given name, right? We in that family, the only thing your mama is going to call you by your given name. A nickname or epithet added to the person's name. What is a surname? A nickname or epithet added to a person's name. I don't even know what the fuck an epithet is. I'm going to look that up right now. I know they don't want me. They ain't expect me to say it like that. A term used to characterize a person or thing. Again, not a man, not a woman. A term used as a descriptive substitute for the name or title of a person. See how many hints I'm dropping? Oh, my God. Yo! A disparaging or abusive word or phrase. That's an epithet, man. Oh, it's a must. And the cigar ride bus. Garmin. Not just us, a couple foreign. My bad, man. Wait, six.
Yo.
Look, man, I'm exhausted. He who shall not be named. Absolutely, Jay. I see you. Right? That was the sibling that he was referring to. I just seen that, right? Absolutely, Jay. Right? Here's what I need the world to understand, six. Right is right. And these people don't have my mindset. So I think there was a little bit of people messing with me tonight. Right? And I got something for the people that want to mess with me. So.
See, I got a question right here. And this is for the people that's listening, whether you get it or not. And this goes to the passport thing, just to touch on that real quick.
Yeah, because they asked about it. I got to go to it. I think one of the callers in the queue wanted to talk about that, so I want to be able to do that. Got
it? Yeah. So this is just something for you to think about. Non-citizen U.S. passport. Non-U.S. citizen passport.
Hey, you know I couldn't find that code. You know I don't do code 6, but what you have a code for that? I'm going to let you try, but I just didn't know if you were going to, you know, read a code. But guys, keep doing it.
I ain't worried about that code.
You already know what it is, but a lot of people don't know. So, you know, that's why they still worried about it. But guys.
But the question is, does that passport make you private?
No, it doesn't. Someone literally asked that in the chat.
Well, I didn't want you to answer that, but it was kind of like...
Oh, my bad. It's a rhetorical question. My bad.
Yeah, it's like, sit down and really think about that.
My bad. Let me say this though, on that topic.
Okay.
Here's what I'm going to say on that topic. Everyone needs to get a copy of their respective state Constitution prior to 1933. See, if you would read that information, it's going to let you know that you can always denounce, I guess, for lack of a better term, your state, but you can't denounce the federal. So this is what the code says. You can choose not to be a citizen of the United States and identify as a non-citizen national, but a non-citizen national still owes allegiance to the United States, man. You're still a citizen. So what's the difference? Both of them identify citizenship. See, I don't know why people would take the approach that they want to take with me, knowing that I can help you. But beyond that, I'm not going to waste another ounce or ounce of energy, right, to speak to it anymore. I'm just going to respond in kind. You know what's flabbergasting to me? All these people that I've removed from my platform, and they're all still listening to me. Why is that? Why is that, Sig? I'm not talking about you, just in general. Why is that? Could it be that there is no other truths out there for them to identify? They ran to this guru, they ran to that guru, and they ran into brick walls. Six, I set up YouTube. You know I don't play with the public shit. But we got a YouTube channel now. Six, I got OnlyFans. So that's where I'm going to post videos. You get what I'm saying? Videos. Once you know, you know. Absolutely. But videos. What do these people want from me? What does anybody want from me? I'm here to help y'all. And if y'all want help, this is what you need to do. You need to change your name. Everybody keep asking because you have to go through your own experience to develop the know-how, the mindset, the whatever you need to get this done. And a lot of y'all can't do that. And the reason why you can't do that is because what? Why can't you do it? Because you don't have the experience. You lack the experience. So if I tell you that someone who does not change their name and goes to these court proceedings, because by showing up, you're consenting. Even though you're arguing, you're consenting. Even though you're combative, you're consenting. You're in the fucking building. You are in the building. So what does any of that mean? It means that you're going to wait until you go and break your foot to learn. I'm trying to help you to not break your foot so you don't break your foot. I don't get it. You understand what I'm saying, Six? I don't get it. Yo, if you don't change your name, it's like someone like, can I keep my name the same? I just add something to it? Yeah, you can do anything you want. You get it? Do anything you want. I don't know if you watch Energy, but I watch Energy.
Man. And see...
They gonna make me get unruly, boy. And I'm a newfound man today, man. I'm baptized, whatever you want to call it. You get what I'm saying? Reborn, whatever you want to call it. New man, God.
And when people ask that question, can we do it this way, that way? Those are legitimate questions. But at the same time, focus on the simplest point. What do you need to do?
No.
Change.
No. 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 What you need to do is do what I showed you. Six, when I teach something, I show you where the information comes from. This is what everybody's mad about because they don't know. Nationality proves citizenship. What do you do with that information? You want to identify yourself as a national? Hence why everybody identifies themselves as nationals of Morocco. Because it means you're a citizen of Morocco. You get it? But all it identifies is what? Citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the whole going crazy over, oh, you got to declare your nationality. You got to, you're still a citizen.
You pledging allegiance just to another place. That's all.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
But then there are repercussions that come along with that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's like hot gal. I didn't even know that's hot gal. Hot gal is in the chat. Yes, I was just talking about you. You came in right on time, girl. Yes, absolutely. Change your name to whatever you want. Here's what I like about the Moorish people or the Moorish science temple, whatever, right? When they change their name, and I keep saying this, but people aren't getting it. When they change their name, what do?
They change their damn name.
Eva. There you go. They change their name. People
they
end up with names like Blackfeet.
What the, they doing exactly what the prophet said to do. Change your name and do business in your new name.
So complicated. I learned about name change in 2014. I wish someone would have explained it to me the way I'm explaining it to y'all. Because all I did was just change my name because they said change the name. They even told me what names to go look at to select the name, right? I'm not doing any of that to y'all. I'm telling you, you will have complete autonomy. If there's a name you ever wanted to go by, you can choose that. If there's a certain name that you want to frolic in, you can choose that. If you wanted to be named Hot Gal, if you wanted to go by that, that's your name. That's your name. Watch what Medusa. They think I'm playing with them. Wait till I... So all of this stuff happened Monday and Tuesday, setting up these different platforms. OnlyFans. I'm revamping Patreon. I'm going to flood Patreon with a whole bunch of information. We got YouTube. We got IG. We got, did I tell y'all? We got TikTok. Oh, it's a wrap.
Oh, Lord.
They don't know what I'm about to do. So be ready for your little clips and your little videos so I can just run through them. That's my business, though, laughing out loud. How we get into OnlyFans. It's not finalized yet. I'm working on it because I haven't posted anything. See, all of these things is easy to set up. What's going to be difficult is to be able to put the information behind it. So all you got to do, it's the Law Life Academy on OnlyFans, and you can subscribe. There is no information right now, so you can hold off until I put something up if you're going to be on Blocked. Yeah, everything is consistent. Everything is about Law Life. So it's Law Life on every platform.
Blog, hey, yo, I'm about to bust a move real quick.
Go for it, bro. I appreciate you. Thank you, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna get with you later this week, and I'm gonna talk about some notes that I've taken.
All right, no doubt. Got you. Peace.
Peace.
All right. Yeah. So a lot of the stuff is, Jay, call him Jay, so I can talk to you. Oh, you know, I don't like talking about myself. But in any instance, if you can, at least, I don't want to put you on the spot. But in any instance, what was I saying? Hot Gal, I think I was responding to you. Yeah, same thing across the board. I already addressed that. So where do I want to go? Look, y'all, I don't know what anybody wants from me. People think that these things are complicated. And at the same time, people think that for some reason that I owe anybody anything. Look, you waste your time with me if you don't capitalize on the information that I share with you. Hey, don't bring your money. Don't spend your money with us. Don't do any of that because it benefits you nothing if you're not going to move forward on the information that you're receiving. That's what it comes down to. Now, I know y'all jumped over here because y'all wanted to realize but if I say it now, it's going to be recorded. So what I'm going to do now, I don't even want to put it in the chat. I don't want to do that. I think it's 985 that wanted that information. So just let me know if you still wanted that information. I believe that's who I think it is. But and then we could figure out something and I'll get that to you. Oh, great job. I wasn't talking about you. I'm talking in general. See, I don't know what's wrong with everybody. Like, y'all need to put on the shoes that fit y'all. You a hot gal, right? So you know exactly what I'm saying. If I throw out corn and I don't call no chicken, why is the chicken going to respond? I didn't call no chicken. Definitely didn't call anybody a chicken. I'm just saying, if I say something and y'all don't agree or y'all don't understand what I'm saying, ask for clarity. Nobody's putting anything down on y'all. I don't want certain information to be out in the public. Here's why I am the way I am, to respond to you yet again. The reason why I do what I do is because I'm trying to protect y'all. When y'all get information, because y'all won't study the information, y'all just want to go execute. You go out and you execute. But because you're lacking something in that process that you didn't study and you didn't know you needed to know in order to complete the process, you go out there and now you murk up the waters. You make it murky, right? So now you go back at it again. It's the same response. It's the same response. It's the same response. Now imagine there's a million of y'all doing that. This is why they change their processes. They can't change the laws. They change their processes. I repeat, they can't change the laws. They change their processes. Why? Because people aren't doing, I don't want to say study, they're not doing what the law requires. So that's where my comment is coming from, right? That I try to shield certain information. The thing for me has never been whether or not y'all believe me. I could care less. The reality for me is that nobody is sharing the things that I'm sharing with y'all. And then when y'all don't hear what I'm saying or y'all don't like the things that I'm saying, then we have an issue. But at the end of the day, it's not against you. It's not against who's in the chat. It's not against who's on the call. I'm just saying, at the end of the day, these are recorded. So if you wanted to go back and listen to it, you'd have that ability. You'd have that ability. That's all I'm saying. So at the end of the day, I want to be able to disseminate information, and I'm giving it to you for free. I'm telling you that you need to go change your name. You don't need to ask permission. You don't need anybody to approve it, but you do need to document it. So then your next question is, how do I document it? And that I'm not going to tell you. But to do the act, oh, quick, fast, and easy. Just change your name. I keep that in the private. We're offering the IDs. I know somebody mentioned real life. Listen, if y'all are not careful, what I was trying to say earlier is y'all are going to continue to perpetuate the monster for what it is. It's never going to end. I was trying to tell y'all something earlier. I went into the DMV, see this state trooper that I recognized. Hey, man, hey, how long you stay in the system at this? You know, oh, man, you never out of the system. What do you mean? Man, even if you did, we can look you up. Wait, what? And the sad part was the example he was giving, 30, 40 years. What? So if you don't think this is about estates, if you don't think that this is about trust, if you don't think that this is about inheritance, if you don't think that this is about money, you all are not hip to it. But they are hip to it. And all I do is show you what you need to do. Now, what I will never do again is allow myself to go into a certain space where I try to solve everyone's problems. Never going to do that again. I give out information, but do I teach it on here? No. I just give out the information. You want to learn? You can join our, I didn't even talk about a private membership through lawlifeacademy.com, right? So you can join our private membership. If not that, you can do consultation. You can go to other gurus. It doesn't matter to me. All I want y'all to do is just make sure whatever information you're getting, just do it once over, do it twice over. That's all you got to do. Read, read, read. Study something. Excuse me, study something. I'm getting thirsty. Study something. All right? I'm winding down because the conversations were great on IG. The questions were great. I loved it. That's amazing to me. But it definitely gives me some things to ponder, today's interaction. I'll give you all that. I'll tell you all that. So it's no biggie. Yeah, I'm tapping out. If y'all don't have any questions or nobody raises their hand in the queue, I'm gonna tap out. We were supposed to go till 9, cutting off about 30 minutes early because the way the conversation has shifted. So if you got questions in the chat and y'all wanna ask, oh, I didn't see any of this stuff before I go. How much is your ID? I was saying on the look, I don't want to be ridiculous with my pricing. What I want to do is be able to articulate exactly what you're getting for the price that I'm offering. And I don't have a price off the top of my head because I rushed and put a package together to do a webinar because I was requested to do so. And when I saw that everything behind the scene, I was like, this is ridiculous. There's no way. So ID, which is separate from me teaching you any of that stuff, is going to be between $300 and $400. So that's just the ID. Leaning towards probably like $350 would be in the middle. But don't quote me. Do not quote me. And then there's stuff that whoever is getting their IDs, let me talk about it briefly. Your ID will be private and unique to the individual. Every ID will be different. Go figure. So hence, it's not going to be a set template. And y'all need to watch the IDs that y'all are getting. A lot of the IDs that y'all are purchasing have you listed as something under some LLC or business or whatever. Y'all got to pay attention. So roughly, between three and four. On average, I invest in IDs $600 every 4 months, hence why I went and bought an ID machine. Brother, I just told you, hell no. That's for who's in the chat. To answer your question, hell no. The problem with that type of ID is it makes you obligated to their entity. I learned from Jonah, because you have Jonah's information there in the chat. I learned from Jonah. I don't know what your experience was like, but I learned from Jonah. Jonah has good information. There's some things that, I would take a second glance at, but for the most part, I got nothing to say about Jay. Like I said, I have no problem talking about where I got my teeth from. But I started there. The reason why I'm teaching and I sound nothing like Jay is because at the end of the day, I had the opportunity to go out there and have my own experiences. And a lot of my experiences just didn't necessarily mirror some of the things that I was being taught. So I leave it at that. But, yeah, I have no qualms with Jay, as I like to call him. Jonah the Bay, Jonah the God. You feel me? So it is what it is. I do talk shit, though. Oh, let me leave that alone. Let's see. You got another question. I was about to invest in it. You can do that. I'm not going to lie to you. That's where I got my information from. That's where I started from. All right? So you can do that. You can definitely do that. He definitely put me on to that, and, I benefited from that. So it works. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, it works. So I don't know what his package looks like per se, but, it works. Hence, you being who you are and some of the questions that you're asking, just know everything that I'm saying to you is going to be incorporated in that process or in that document that you're looking at. I just need you to understand that. Name change. Like, all that stuff that I'm saying today is going to be incorporated in that document. So that's why I don't understand how y'all want to move forward and y'all don't understand the basics. I don't know. All right? So I'm not going to teach his information. I have a different outlook on that information, but again, like I said, his stuff worked, man. At least that worked for me. Let me be careful. That worked for me. I don't want to just make a blanket statement. But that definitely worked for me. All right? If y'all don't got no final questions, I guess whoever's in the chat, they don't got no, I mean, on the queue, you don't got no questions. That's about it, y'all. I'm ending a little bit early. I need to go make some touches, make some calls. Oh, it's my pleasure. And normally we do our shows on Thursday, so I'll be on tomorrow. And what I'll do is I'll make sure that I have the book. One of the books that I read was What's in a Name, and I think it's Susan somebody. I can't remember her last name. But it's the one that I was looking at yesterday is numbers. Oh, name, dates, numbers, and what they mean to you. That's the name of the book. Name, dates, numbers. Watch this. I'm going to type it in my thing now, and it's going to pull it up. Names, dates, numbers, what they mean to you. But do I have that on my hard drive? I think it's probably on my hard drive. And I don't have my hard drive right here. I think that's where it is. But that's the name of the book. Oh, I just have it written down. It's right here. Yeah, names, dates, numbers, what they mean to you. I don't have the author off the top of my head. But that's the book that y'all want to... It's a free book. It's an e-book. You know, it's not something you need to go purchase. But what they'll do is they'll break down. Like I told you, let me give this story before I leave. So the first time I played with the book, Jay on here, and I know I gave him a copy of the original book I'm talking about at some point when I met him. But I remember doing an exercise with Jay and a whole bunch of people, and they loved it, right? They just ate that shit up. But one of the exercises I did was with my lady's mom. I call her mom too, but like, you know, my lady's mom. And my lady's mom is retired. We just happened to go through this exercise. And as I said, y'all are just concentrating on the name, like, you know, the name. But what about your destiny? You know, feeling fulfilled. You know, we're all called to do something. How do you know you're doing it? I was called to my destiny. My destiny is to serve. I just choose to serve in my own way. And I think I've been obnoxious. I've been unruly. I've been boisterous. I've been everything under the sun. But that's because I really don't, I guess, want to serve. But me being a 9, and I'm not going to tell you what that 9 is attributed to, according to the information that I've studied, means that I'd be held accountable to the highest threshold if I don't complete my destiny. So it's something to really look into. I promise you, you start to get an understanding of who you really are. But as I was looking at it, I think yesterday or day before, and I just went back over the number one, like when I say the epitome of exactly how I've been behaving, exactly who I've been perpetrating, I guess, for lack of a better term, who I've been purporting, who I've been putting out, I don't know, whichever way you want it. But it's all in the book. Everything that I am is in the book. So, as I said, or as I'm going to say, you can lie to people all of the time. Boy, you're going to struggle to do that with yourself. Boy, are you going to struggle with doing that to self. So if y'all are new, hot gal, I kind of like your energy. Thank you for coming in, asking questions. What y'all need to do is, if you're going to rock with someone, and I'll mention the same person that you just mentioned, if you're going to rock with someone, rock with them. What I'm going to encourage you to do is, do not go back and forth. Do not assume that everyone out here is teaching y'all in the same way. Yes, we're teaching y'all the same terminology, but they're applied differently. So whoever you choose to, just stick to that one person. See, this is an outlet for me. This is my first time taking a step back and addressing this whole experience for what it is. And it's because I'm constantly going through some experiences. But I got healing today because I learned that you can only control what you can control. So I'm going to stop trying to control everything. And that's my healing for today. You have any last questions for me, hot gal? I keep wanting to call you. Like, I swear I don't want to turn on the yachty. I'm like, hot gal. Oh, that's dope. I don't know who did that, but you mind sharing with me who did that? But thank you, and tell them thank you. All of the lives, and some of them I've taken down. Look, every time I go on IG, they literally remove me when I get carried away. Because what I typically did, which is, you know, only way I could be courageous enough, I guess, to just go on these platforms and just say all these outlandish things, because y'all forget that public and private don't mix, right? Public platform, private information. So I would drink. I would do other things, but I would drink so I can get beside myself to say some of the things on that platform. But information that y'all are seeking, I promise you, you're not going to get it from IG. You're not going to get the depth of what you need to get from IG. Nobody's going to break it down. I mentioned name change and was boisterous. Stop going to court. Why y'all listen to these people? Ha, ha, ha. For about an hour straight, and they just cut my feet. Go look at it. I still left it up. You see me put my hands up and count down, and they cut the feed. So I have to keep on asking myself, why are they messing with me? They don't do that to big homie. They don't do that to some of the little homies that I know or seen. Why are they doing that to me? And I'm not trying to say they're doing something to me. I'm just pointing out the shit that just keeps happening to help y'all out there. Start with your name change. The greatest thing you can do is separate yourself from that name, the straw man. Without that separation, you will forever be bound to that name, and y'all have no power under that name. In all of my experiences, I have yet to get anything under Don Bay. They won't even touch that boy. They won't even touch him. So what does that mean? Y'all need to change y'all name. First part of y'all status correction stuff. Now, I like to tell y'all to take over the BCs, but I'm having the hardest time trying to navigate some of these people because at the end of the day, they still want to do what they want to do. I showed them the law, and I say, if you don't do what the law says, I don't know how you're going to accomplish what you want to accomplish. Now, granted, things can change. Things have changed. But then I show you states that remain the same. So what are you saying? In any instance, y'all about to get me ranting on stuff I don't want to rant on. Y'all got an extra 10 minutes out. I appreciate y'all. Check out the lives. Check out the feeds. I'll be back tomorrow with a more organized show as far as just getting the information up to y'all that I wanted to. I'm not going to entertain IG tomorrow because I'm not trying to read the screen, lose my thought, and try to figure out what I'm doing and how I'm answering stuff. So I'm just letting y'all know that, all right? So at the end of the day, YouTube is coming. The first video I might put out is how to y'all showing y'all how to, do registered mail. I might put that out because I already have that video. I'm not going to create one. But I'll show you me walking through the postal office and going through the whole shebang. And I'm curious if everyone's experience is like that one. Pretty sure it's not. But in any instance, thank y'all so much. I'll check y'all out tomorrow. I'm going to save something for tomorrow. Peace, y'all.